This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready to explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping.
Oh, man.
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yeah! Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hey guys, you are about to listen to a preview of our latest Patreon Extra episode on Banksy's self-destructing painting. Every month, our patrons have access to one extra episode as a token of our gratitude, and we wanted to give you guys a peek into our extra special patron-only content. Please enjoy the first section of our self-destructing Banksy episode, and if you like what you hear, head over to our Patreon to listen to the entire episode for as low as $1 a month, plus a whole backlog of bonus episodes. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
From Cabernet to Monet, they're here to slay the art history babes.
Welcome to the Patreon Extra. I'm Corey.
I'm Natalie. And we are the Art History Babes.
And we have a little special episode for all of you very special patrons out there. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just wanted to do a little something for you.
We just want to have a little extra time with you.
Yeah. So we're doing a Patreon Extra on the whole crazy Banksy business that's been going on lately.
We're sure you've heard of it by now.
Most likely. Most likely.
If not, welcome. It's super interesting. Buckle up.
Here we go. Yeah, if you're not aware, I'll just give you a quick rundown of what happened. October 5th, there was an auction at Sotheby's, as tends to happen at Sotheby's.
That's what they do at Sotheby's. They auction.
They auction things. They sell real estate as well.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Is that auction-y? Nah.
I don't know. Really. I don't know how that
works.
Do
they auction homes?
I don't know. Maybe.
Listeners, let us know.
I have no idea how the art market works. Let alone the housing market.
I love the. Have you noticed? I feel like people either associate Sotheby's with straight real estate or with straight art.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to find people who aren't in the arts being like, oh, art.
Art, what?
But they do homes. Big yeah. homes.
It's a very interesting. I don't know how that came to be, how that grew. Like, if it was like one day they're just like, we're branching into the housing market.
I think it's just money. Yeah. It's just they're dripping with money and they're like, what do people do with money? They buy art and they buy real estate.
Exactly.
So let's do that.
What are the two ways we can invest in the wealthiest of the wealthy? Pretty
yeah.
much?
Where do we get arbitrary money?
Yeah. But October 5th, it was a Friday. Setting the scene.
How was the weather?
Banksy's Girl with Balloon sold for $1.4 million at a Sotheby's auction, which is a crazy amount of money. Mm-hmm. And I believe the most a Banksy has ever sold for. And immediately after it sold, an alarm went off. Some kind of alarm.
Went beep, 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 beep. That's what it sounded like.
Probably.
It is.
An alarm went off and the painting began to slip through the frame and it was being shredded in the process. And the art world went berserk, but also just the world in general. Everyone was like, what the fuck is happening? It was just really interesting to see the next day because it was all over social media. Art accounts and non-art accounts. And I loved just seeing the variety of responses from people. In more art type circles, you had people like jumping on like really intense, you know, like analysis and criticism of what was happening. But then in like less artsy circles, you have people like, oh, that's so dope. And like, oh, what's happening? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And like just so many different responses to this weird act of destruction. And that was really interesting to watch play out.
Yeah, I had my little brother's birthday party that weekend, and I was talking with my dad and my aunt, and they both brought it up to me separately. Yeah. And my dad is...
Hey, you like art.
My dad is a patron of the arts, yes. Specifically the Art History Babes.
thanks, Felix.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. But my aunt isn't necessarily interested in the arts any more than any layman. Like, it's not her jam. This is the first time she's come to me with something like this. And she was super interested and, yeah, confused, I would say. Yeah, to just be like, well, what happens now? Does the person still have to take it? And I'm like, yeah, and it's probably worth more money now. So don't you worry about that person. Yeah,
don't you dare worry.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, a friend of mine who, like, he's in the arts, but not necessarily like visual art. He doesn't really know much about visual art. And he like texted me right away and was like, do you see Banksy? It's so fucking dope. Like, he was just like, he was like so excited and like so into it. And I was like, yeah, brah. Art is cool.
That's art. Welcome.
But yeah, so let's start there, I guess. Let's talk about that a little bit. So the painting was shredded about halfway or three quarters of the way up the painting, and then someone in an important suit came and took it down.
And
I love the, there's a photo that, you know, was on all the articles, and I think on Banksy's Instagram, and it was like of the moment it started to happen. And it's really fun to see all the like art consultants that are standing right by it to see the differing responses. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like, I think in the photo, there's at least like three women like right by it. One of them is very clearly excited, like wide-eyed, like excited by what's happening. And one of them is confused, and one of them is like horrified. And it's so interesting to see just right up close, like those initial reactions to how people took this event, you know, as it was happening, and how people have processed it since.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see, like, there's a video and like people like doing double takes, and then the aftermath is people watching these videos and being like, that person knew. And everyone gets all suspicious and puts on their like sleuth hat, and they're just
there's been a lot of now detective
everyone,
work
yeah
going
now
into this.
Everyone has moved on from, okay, it happened, we get it, now who knew, and now everyone's really concerned
who,
with
what,
who,
where,
knew.
When, why,
yeah,
how.
It's almost like a very watered down version of when people go through trauma and then everyone's like analyzing their reaction to it and trying to prove what happened via the body language response of the person who experienced it, which we know is ridiculous. But this is like a very watered down arts version.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I don't know, why'd this person have the camera that way?
Yeah.
They knew.
Why would they do that?
Why would they have the camera on the painting that just sold? They knew. And it's like,
I mean, it's kind of conspiracy theorist mentality, which, as we talked about in our conspiracy theory episode, is a complicated thing because the conspiracy theorist mentality basically just says question everything.
Exactly.
Which is not a bad thing.
And especially in this situation when there are so many unknowns that like questioning is, it's the whole point.
Exactly. So if you don't know that much about Banksy, neither do we. Yeah, neither do we. No one knows who it is, but actually I was talking to my boyfriend about this recently, and he did some investigative research, and there are some really strong theories out there that they think they know who it might be. The number one leading theory, the person that people think is Banksy was at that auction. So that's interesting. Look into it.
Fishy.
What's his name? I'm going to look it up really quick. Hold on. Who is Banksy?
I was just
Google.
Because I just started
watching.
Who
is Banksy?
The Good Place, as you know. And there's so the whole storyline with, I forget her name because I've only watched a few episodes, but the character whose sister is an artist.
Oh, yeah.
And they
like
voted most likely to be Banksy.
That's a great line. That was so good. Voted most likely to be Banksy. And one of our professors, who is also on both of our thesis committees, she has a theory that she thinks Banksy's a woman. Which, like,
I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah. I honestly don't know, because I think this theory is really strong, but I hope so. I would love it if Banksy turned out to be a woman. That'd be so dope.
I would too. But I also, I don't know why.
I don't know. I'm not going to go down this road. Never mind.
Okay.
It's moving on.
Scratch it. I can't wait till you make it all the way through The Good Place, though. The episode today was so good. Like, the most recent episode was so good.
I just got to Adam Scott showing up on the scene. Oh, and nice. I'm ecstatic.
I just, like, I'm not giving anything away. This is very, like, vague. But in the most recent episode, Chidi, who is the love of my life, I want to just put that out there.
I could see it. Yeah. Very, very much your type.
Yeah, adore him. Yeah. He has like a mental breakdown and he's in a classroom because he's a professor, you know, and he's in a classroom and he's having like a mental breakdown and he's like making this huge pot of chili and he's like putting like candy in it and it's like really goofy. And then he starts to talk to all his students and he's like, okay, my chili babies. And I want to call everyone chili babies now.
Why not?
Oh, rip my little chili babies.
I think all of our listeners just became your chili babies.
I know. Y'all my little chili babies. Anyways, if you don't, you should watch The Good Place. Yeah. Back to Banksy.
Very natural jump there.
Right? Oh, God. Your patrons, you know, you yeah, know what you you're love in us. For. Yeah.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
You know how this works. Anyways, so the two names most often suggested to be Banksy are people by the names of Robert Banks and Robin Gunningham.
Okay, Robert Banks. Obvious.
Yeah, but I think the Robin Gunningham theory is pretty strong. And Robin Gunningham is an artist, but he's an artist that is pretty like low-key. And there's just a lot.
Oh, look at my fake work.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly. There's a lot to
suggest. This is so hard.
Yeah, there's a lot to suggest that it might be him. And apparently, I think he was at that auction. So, I don't know.
Suspect.
Yeah. Who is Banksy? But if you're unfamiliar with just like Banksy's work at all, Banksy, God, when did Banksy hit the scene? Probably
2000.
Like really hit the scene at least a decade ago.
Yeah.
At least, if not a bit longer.
Oh, 2003.
Wow. I could see that.
Time flies. Oh,
I could see that.
No, he started even earlier than that.
He's been around for a long time, but when he really got hot, you know what I mean? And people like really knew who he was and what was going on.
Yeah.
That was like early 2000s.
Yeah, 90s. He lived in Bristol and then moved to London in 2000. And that's probably around the time that he became like the Banksy we know.
Yeah, the Banksy became the Banksy that is the Banksy. And
yeah, I've read like three things on this theory and I already believe that he's Banksy.
So
I've read everything I need to know.
Let us know in the comments. Who do you think Banksy is?
Are you Banksy?
Are you listening, Banksy?
Banksy, if you're there. Hi.
Are you listening, Banksy? It's me, Margaret. Anyways, so Banksy's work, he is been this anonymous street artist, and a lot of his work has kind of been commentary on things like capitalism and the art market. And a kind of overarching ethos of a lot of his work is that like art should be for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So him kind of pulling this big stunt, it falls in line with what he has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, making this kind of statement in an auction house during an auction live and setting up his work to self-destruct at the time of being sold. There's a lot you can just read into that as a critique of capitalism, as a critique of the art market. And it's very exciting. It's one of those things that the second I saw it, one, as someone who just has like hella criticism of the art market, and two, as someone that loves destruction of art, I have a weird affinity for the ephemeral. I love art that involves destruction. And I know that can kind of be an unpopular opinion sometimes, but like, I don't know. Maybe it's just my Scorpio nature. We're just very naturally self-destructive. So maybe seeing...
It speaks to you.
Yeah, because art is held to such a high esteem, and the idea of it being created to be destroyed or be ephemeral or to have a lifespan has been something that's always been incredibly moving to me, because mm-hmm. it just makes sense to mm-hmm. me.
From Cabernet to Monet, they're here to slay the art history, babe.
be patient, my little chili babies.